Hi, dearest lovely. Welcome to episode 20 of the Dear Lovely Universe podcast with Saveria. I'm so excited to share this with you because Saveria is very knowledgeable and has great advice for those in the areas of manifestation, self-help, personal development, spirituality, and etc. She traveled to India to learn more about energy medicine and has incredible messages to share. In this podcast, we discuss how to work on your shadow sides, tips and advice to help you begin manifesting, what it means to have control over your life, the biggest takeaway from her journey of personal development, and more. Okay, awesome. So, hey, Saveria, I'm really excited about this podcast today, and let's get to it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited too.
Yeah. So, can you please tell me more about yourself?
Yes. Well, my name is Saveria and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Los Angeles, California, born and raised. I've always been involved in spirituality and in the field of helping others, especially to create a manifested, beautiful journey for themselves. I got into this because I used to go to this church called Agape for a while and I loved it there. It was non-denominational and it had these vendors and people in the parking lot, and they were all from different religious or spiritual backgrounds, and they were preaching their stuff to anybody that would listen. And there was this one little Hindu booth that had third eye readings, so obviously I was excited about that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, and I wanted to go get my third eye read. So I went there and I was astonished and amazed and I loved it. And I later went to their actual temple and I found out that they preached about the power of manifestation. So I was hooked and I ended up traveling to India to learn that. And they taught me how to manifest and do all of these different amazing like spiritual practices. And on top of that, I've just always really enjoyed helping people. So I did readings for people and I helped people achieve personal goals and like healing plans and stuff like that. And I was just hooked and I absolutely loved it.
That's so cool. It's amazing how just one thing leads to another thing and another thing. Then before you know it, you're all the way in India.
Yeah, definitely.
That is just so cool. Was there any big push that made you really want to go to India?
I think it was the lack of education that I had. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have a lot of education in spirituality, having to do with manifestation, really. And the temple was like, yeah, if you go to India, like you'll be at this ashram and they'll teach you how to manifest. They'll teach you how to visualize and put power with your intention. And I wanted to go because I was like, there's no better way to like fully know how to do it than to just go there.
Yeah.
So I really just took a leap of faith in that way. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah. And also just shadow work. Like I did a bunch of shadow work at that time. And I was like, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm scared of going. So I should probably go. Mm-hmm. It was just the leap of faith.
Definitely. Definitely. So what is one big takeaway from this journey of self-growth and going to India and spirituality?
I would definitely say don't be afraid of breaking, because that's what's going to get you to break through. And it's going to shape you into the person that you are. Because I was always like petrified of breaking, because I thought if I broke down or if I put down these walls or mm-hmm. I started showing myself, if I started showing up for others and myself in a way that wasn't outgoing and happy all the time, then I wasn't being me and I wasn't making the other people around me proud to be around me. And then I finally gave myself the allowance to break. I finally gave myself the allowance to feel vulnerable, to feel all of those emotions. And that's when I really had breakthroughs. That's when I really got into manifestation, all of that stuff, because I was like, it's going to accept me. It's going to let me be this most authentic darkness and light version of myself.
Definitely. I totally agree. I believe that in some cases, sometimes pain is a great teacher.
Yeah, definitely.
If anything, most of the time.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience, you know, it's like, I talk about it pretty often where I went through like so much pain when I had to, but I finally came to a realization that I was like, had to stop blaming outer sources and start asking for help and working on myself.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like standing in your truth and your most authentic truth, not the truth that you want to hear all the time, really gives power and light to yourself.
Yeah, totally. So you mentioned a little bit about shadow work and stuff like that. What's your advice for someone who wants to dig deep inside themselves and kind of work on their shadow sides?
Don't be afraid of vulnerability. Don't allow shame or parts of yourself that you are afraid to take the mask off to bind you to this life that you truly don't want. Mm-hmm. I know that it may be scary, but taking responsibility and recognizing the parts of you that are dark is what's going to bring it to light. And just choose to live in that darkness for a little bit and work through it to get to the light instead of having it be in your subconscious or the back of you. Yeah. And then completely consuming who you are as a person.
I also want to add to that, it's totally a great idea to love both sides of yourself, the shadow and the light, because both make you who you are.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people just want to accept or see themselves for, or like, you know, in social media, people always try to put up the best versions of themselves and stuff like that. And it's just unrealistic. And then people think, you know, no one, like, I'm not perfect because those people are perfect. But we all have our shadow sides. We're all working on something. We all have our past traumas, you know. And the sooner I think that we actually get to heal them, or at least attempt to work on them, the better as a person, like as a whole, mm-hmm. we'll be.
Yeah, and I think that you can, especially with like advice for somebody that wants to start working on their shadow self, I really would say start giving yourself compassionate truths.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like once you start knowing like this is a part of me, you know that you can allow yourself to be compassionate and be like, this is the truth, this is who I am or was, or this is what happened, and you just get to branch off of that. And I think that's where you could start.
Totally love that. And it's a journey, you know.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah. But it's definitely worth it, just mm-hmm. like any other journey in life. That's worth it. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
But never give up, because it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
So can you please explain further what it means to have control of your life?
So having control over your life means owning that you have power and in your own power. It's being able to live in that power and know that even when you don't feel powerful, it is within you because it's a part of you. It's knowing that you can accomplish anything and everything that you want in your life because it is your life. And there's this little quote that I forgot exactly how it goes, but it's like, you're the author of your own journey and you get to tell the story the way that you want it to. And I think that's a beautiful take on knowing that you can control your life, because you get to decide how you want it to go and how you want the story and the path of yourself to go. And especially, I mean, in manifestation, goodness, that's all manifestation is. It's having control over your wants and desires and being able to go through that journey and love and hate it sometimes, but call it your own.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I think the way that some people see life as, this happened to me in the past, so I'm just doomed to be like that forever.
Yeah.
And really, it's not like that at all.
Yeah.
It can feel that way. And it's okay to acknowledge when you feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important to understand that your past doesn't define you.
And yeah.
You can rewrite the story of your life.
Yeah, definitely. You get to show up as the person that you want to be. And that's freeing to know that you have the power to do that, especially when certain situations in life happen and maybe you don't have control over that. You get to have control over the reaction or your behavior, thus moving forward.
Yeah, totally. And I think it also begins as making a decision and really wanting something, because when you make a decision, you're able to have sort of a goal in mind. And I think when you have a goal in mind, it's easier to make a plan of action and then actually execute that plan of action.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So what are resources and books or tools that you recommend for listeners?
I really like the book, The Magic. It's a part of the Law of Attraction, The Secret books. There's a book called The Magic, and it's a 30-day challenge book for manifesting. And it's wonderful, especially for people that are just beginning, because it kind of walks you through the steps of belief, visualization, putting yourself in position, stuff like that. It's wonderful. I also really like the book, The Five Love Languages. And I think that that's a wonderful book, not only if you're in a relationship, but I think it's good to know your love language for yourself, because then when you're doing self-love practices or showing up for yourself as the person that you want to be, you know exactly how to love yourself or show love in that way. And I really like that.
That's awesome. How important do you think it is to love yourself?
I think it's extremely important. I think it's just, it. Once you love yourself, there's so many different opportunities that just open up. Just, they just fall on your lap almost, because you know your worth, you own your yeah. power, your, it's just, it's encapsulating. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I think once you get to that point, you're like, why did I ever not like myself?
Yeah.
But then you had to go through it to get there. So
yeah,
a journey.
Yeah. Acknowledging that it is a journey and that it takes time, I think, is important, because no one just wakes up one day and they're like, oh, I love myself. And that's it. It's, yeah. It's a process.
Yeah. I think when it comes to loving yourself, it's not necessarily black and white either. Like yeah. there's days that you like might just not feel so amazing. And that's just being human.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the more that you try and the more that you consciously put effort to love yourself, the just more it naturally happens and the less you have to try.
And I think taking the pressure off of yourself to almost like command yourself to love yourself on a 24/7 basis is an issue, because you need to give yourself the allowance to know, like, some days I'm not going to feel the best. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I'm any less of a person, or that I love myself any less, or this depletes my growth, because it isn't a black and white process. Like you said, it's not that. There's a gray for sure.
Yeah. I also want to mention how having, you know, your body is your temple, and when you love yourself, like you, and you treat your body right, you know, you eat healthy food, you do self-care, and you exercise, you tend, or not like in general, like people tend to have more self-confidence, which is easier to love yourself. You know, people who respect their bodies, they eat food that nourishes themselves. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of all goes hand in hand, like mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
So I think you can really start at one place and then it'll trickle down to all of the areas.
Yeah, definitely. Just, I guess, find what works for you in the beginning, and then the whole process come totally. To a full circle.
So what are your main messages for listeners that you want to share?
My main messages for listeners is just don't be afraid of vulnerability. It's what opens doors and allows you to get to know yourself in a light that you've never seen. And you're able to recognize that you have control over the life that you want, and you get to own that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think another good message for listeners is to use your strengths to your advantage. Don't dwell on places that your light isn't shining. You can focus on that by knowing the strengths that you have already and using that to your advantage to get to the places in which you can bring your weaknesses up to strengths. I think that's a really important thing to know.
Yeah. What you focus on grows.
Yeah, definitely.
I really like your point about vulnerability. You know, as a podcaster and a blogger, I originally started blogging, and I was, you know, primarily focusing more on that at the beginning. And when I started blogging, On my platform, I kind of talk about like sort of taboo stuff.
Yeah.
You know, drugs, being taken advantage of, and like societal norms that I think need to change, and controversial stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was really challenging at first to be vulnerable about this stuff, because I mean, to share with one person that you were taken advantage of, not only once but many times, is hard.
Yeah, definitely.
To come out and post it on the internet for anyone to read is like, it's scary, like, you know. But then at the same time, once I started doing it so many times, I started to realize, like, I'm actually doing myself a favor by letting myself let go of this energy that I'm, like, you know, holding inside my body. And then also doing other people a favor by giving them something to relate to and realize that they're not alone.
Yeah.
And then also overcoming the fear of people's judgments, I think has so much to do with vulnerability, because once you realize that it's just between you, the who you were yesterday versus who you are today, and it doesn't matter really who's watching, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Vulnerability is a terrifying thing to accept, especially within ourselves, because there's a lot of things that people want to hide, and that's, you know, that's our bodies and our minds protecting us, because we know that there might be a potential threat or a potential person that may harm us or say something that may make us feel really bad about opening up that door. And it's about opening up that door, and then if or when somebody is challenging you to close it, continuing to leave it wide open and knowing, like, this is where I'm standing. I'm standing in my power and in my light and my darkness, and this is me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why vulnerability is so terrifying. But once you really accept it, it is so freeing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the connection that you made between vulnerability and being in your power, because that's true. When you show all sides of yourself and you're not scared of it anymore, and you're just being so authentic, that is your power. Because they can't have anything against you. You are just being you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So amidst this time of chaos, do you have anything you might want to share with listeners?
Stay safe, first and foremost. Don't allow anybody to make you feel like vulnerability can ever be taken as a weakness, because it is the one thing that you have within yourself that only you can open up, that nobody else can. And you can open up to create union, because it really only takes one person to open up about something or talk about something, and it just dominoes a chain reaction. I think that's a good message, especially in like these scary times as well, because a lot of people just want to protect and hide. And
community, connection, so important right now. Self-care, drink your water, make you some art.
Yeah.
Start gardening. Yeah. Great messages. So what services do you provide for people?
So I offer three main services that can be bundled. So they all have to do with personalized healing plans. And the three personalized healing plans that I offer have to do with spirituality, relationships, and sex, and short-term life goals. So the healing plans that I offer having to do with spirituality are chakra readings, aura reading fields, crystal recommendations, manifestation techniques, along with tips to unblock your chakras, along with knowing how to use your strengths to your advantage in order to unblock those chakras, and in order to feel more divine in whatever power you're choosing. And I offer both of those, well, all of those services on one-on-one calls. And all of them are differently bundled, so it depends on what the person is looking for. And then I offer healing plans that have to do with relationships and sex. I also offer spiritual relationship and sex bundles with healing plans on how to find power in your masculinity and power in how to find your power in your femininity for all genders. And I provide tailored love language practices and self-love practices. And all those services are also available within bundles, one-on-one calls, and couple calls. And then lastly, I offer healing plan services that have to do with short-term goal services for people that have a set end goal in mind for a specified goal that has to do with achieving a project that involves day-to-day life activities. And all of those services come with personalized and tailored plans that are paced to the individual's preferred pace, along with worksheets and one-on-one calls. And if anybody also would like bundles that have to do with like maybe one in life goals, one in relationship and sex, one in spirituality, they can obviously contact me directly and we can work a separate bundle out for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. We need people like you in the world.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you.
Thanks. What is the most rewarding part about offering these services to people for you?
Knowing that the community in which I stand in love, which has to do with spirituality, manifestation, you know, living your best life, stuff like that, is growing. And knowing that I am helping people do that, because I know that I am a lot happier since I've had an array of wonderful people that have truly helped me get to the point in which I'm at now. And knowing that I can give back to that and help and educate is just, it's beyond rewarding. It's yeah, fulfilling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This definitely seems like aligned with your life purpose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You too.
Thanks. So where can people find you online to purchase?
People can find me online on Instagram, and my @ is Empowered Intention on Instagram. So I'm still building and branching a website right now. It's almost finished, but soon my services will be on there and there'll be blog posts and an emailing list. So that will probably be the same thing, empoweredintention.com. But for now, it's Empowered Intention on Instagram.
So that's EMPOWERED INTENTION.
Perfect. Yeah, you got it.
Awesome. So there you have it. And thank you so much for coming on, Saveria. I had a really awesome time.
Yeah, me too.
I hope you enjoyed this mind-opening discussion with Saveria. You can find her on Instagram at Empowered Intention. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. I would like to remind you that my premium membership is being launched on July 15th. Thank you and have a beautiful rest of your day.